Mpumalanga, let's shift focus now, bring in the municipal manager of the Paliseng local municipality, the MM, that's Lwazi Sindi. He joins us now in conversation as many unconfirmed reports have been circulating on social media, and I hope the MM will, is going to be able to clarify those issues for us and give us a sense and allay our fears if indeed the people in that community are drinking safe drinking water. The MM joins us now. MM, really appreciate your time. Maybe let's start first with the banning issue. Is the water that is drank by the community safe to drink in the Paliseng?
The water that is being provided by Umasana, I can safely confirm that it is safe for human consumption. Why I am saying that, I want to qualify it that on a monthly basis, our water is tested through an accredited laboratory of the district municipality. When they conduct those laboratory tests, they test three components: the chemical context of the water, the biological context, as well as the turbidity of the water. The turbidity refers to the how the water looks, the color of the water. That is the turbidity. So of all of the results that are conducted, we have received a clean bill of health of those components. But currently what is happening, because we are using quite a lot of asbestos pipes, even when they are prone to burst and repairs, you discover that quite a lot of solid sediments enter into the system. In order to resolve that, we have installed sour valves to flush out all of those sediments that you are currently seeing in certain isolated areas where we have had to fix some water pipes affair. So it is not correct to say the water in the Paliseng holistically, it is unsafe to drink. That is an incorrect and misleading statement. The water is indeed safe, except to say that there are those areas, as I'm highlighting, which still suffer those sediments that are found within the system. But there is a plan in place through the installation of those cover valves to flush out all of those sediments. Coupled with that, we are also cleaning our reservoirs. The problem of cleaning our reservoirs, it was supposed to have commenced a week before, but we could not get started due to the fact that we were still mobilizing resources. We are being assisted by a private company that is located in the Paliseng by the name of BJK Industries, who are providing us with the necessary instruments, such as your harnesses to enter into those reservoirs, and your high-pressure jet machines to flush out all of those sediments that have built over years in those old reservoirs. In doing that, we believe that the turbidity of the water will, in fact, even become clearer in those areas that are adversely affected. So in short, I can attest that of the sites that I visited, which typically it includes the disaster center closer to Karen Beef, the water is as crystal clear as it comes. The water by the Sosol garage, it was also crystal clear. By the municipal offices, it was also crystal clear. The water in which some of our officials are residing in, it was also clear. So it is only in those isolated areas where there has been maintenance of the old infrastructure. And it is also not correct that this matter has been going on since 2018. That is a misleading fact. That's where I would want to stop.
MM, there seems to be a third hand in this. Maybe let's not rule it out. What is your understanding of some other deliberate effort to sabotage the work that is being done by the municipality? If you say that there are maintenance work going on, why then on social media and even on national television are we hearing reports that there's not been adequate work that has been done by the municipality? Surely there is external forces To what extent can you comment on that to say there are those who are hell-bent in tarnishing the image of the work that is being done by yourself and that, you know, together with your team?
Right. I have seen a video clipping wherein one of the journalists visited one of the households whereby they opened the tap. They are surprised the water that was coming out there, it was quite clear. Later on, they got to point to a water that was collected in a bucket. Now, the question mark that arises out of that is the water that came out of the tap, its turbidity was very clear. Why now pinpoint to maybe some water which we don't know where the source is coming from, and also to isolate certain areas as opposed to taking samples almost right throughout the area of the residents of our communities? One does not dispute that there are those areas that we worked on. There are those areas that are receiving clean water. So to me, it's something that we really need to look into. Say, let's just walk through the entire value chain, and then we will establish the integrity of the quality of our water. But from where I'm standing, I would say more or less we do have all the control measures to ensure that our communities receive clean water. After that, we do have a plan in place to continue to improve on the turbidity of our water, as I indicated, from the old reservoirs that required some level of cleaning. Those scour valves are also going to play a very strategic role in flushing out those solid sediments that have built over years in our network system and ensuring that there's actual improvement. But in totality, the invite that I want to make, as well as our own due diligence, is to walk through the entire system of our supply area. It will be established that it's only in isolated areas. It is not the entire Dipalising that does not have quality water. Yeah. That's what I want to confirm at this point. Thank you.
MM, really appreciate your frank opinion and also, you know, your frank response. And really appreciate, you know, you also going an extra mile and just giving us detailed information.
My utterance are not based on an opinion. They are also based on a scientific analysis of the water test from the laboratory, of which we are open to dispose of such information, which will attest what I'm saying, looking at the chemical, the biological content, as well as the turbidity of the water, so that it does not become an opinion. It's something that is scientific in nature.
It was my fault there. The choice of diction, maybe I might have used there, but nonetheless, I gather, you know, the sentiments, scientific that is, the one that come from the municipality. You know, obviously they are based on the laboratory work that is being done, you know, by yourselves and the district municipality.
Thank you for that opportunity.
As always, MM of MM of the Dipalising Local Municipality, Lwazi Sindi, talking to us this evening on the issue of unsafe drinking water in the Dipalising Local Municipality. What's your view? If you are in the Dipalising, give us a ring, 013-757-0096.